It's believed that our species, Homo sapiens, has wandered African lands for at least a quarter of a million years. But maybe this was the place where an evolutionary leap took place. This is what Curtis and a team of 50 scientists are investigating. And it appears that the rich pickings of this coastline may have been the key to modern man.
So this is 13B.
This is Pinnacle Point Cave 13B.
What was it about this cave, this location, 13B?
This is a very special place on the south coast because here you have a vegetation regime that's unique. And of course, the marine shellfish, as we all now know, are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. And together, they form a package of protein and carbohydrate. It's a key part of the modern human nutrition. And they had it here. So we began as a coastal species.
Paint the picture for me. How many people would have lived in this cave?
Anywhere between 10 to 20 people could have been living in this cave at a time. Usually when people expand their diet to marine foods, the group size goes up, as does the population
because
size.
Because the fertility is going up.
Exactly. And also they can reduce their mobility. So they stop moving about the landscape a lot because the food is right here. And if you think about that, you have a larger group, which means that your interpersonal relationships are more challenging. And that puts added selection on things like cognition, language, and your ability to get along with other people, which is the hallmark of the human adaptation.
To be allowed to step into the Pinnacle Point Caves and see Professor Marion's work has been an honor. In years to come, this site might just become a visitor attraction to rival the pyramids and Stonehenge.